welcome to episode 2 of NWR Newscast. I'm your host, news editor Neil Ronahan, and with me today I have Luke Belitsky.
Correct.
Yes! Chalk one up. And he's returning. He was on the first episode. We also have, I believe, PR managing editor Nick Damola, who's joining us, who's a news writer at heart, if you will.
Once upon a time.
Last summer, the news grounds were me, Nick, and Carmine. Yeah. We all miss very dearly and hope he'll come back to the site in some respect.
Yeah, man, I miss that guy. He was good. He was a good part of the site.
I talked to him a couple of times. He's in good shape.
Yeah, I actually talked to him the other day. I caught him online. And
you
I think
bastards.
He just... Yeah.
He's on really late, though.
Yeah. But I think he's just really busy with, like, work and everything, because I know he graduated college last year, and I think he finally found a job, and then he was basically just kind of swamped by that. Yeah. But he wants to come back. Let it be known, world. Carmine wants to come back, and damn it, hopefully he will.
Cryon will be back.
But let's get on with this episode of Newscast, which we talk about new releases, if there really were any this week, because... there weren't really anything of note. I think the G.I. Joe game came out this week, but,
yay.
I mean, don't want to judge before playing it, but by the fact that, the movie won't even be reviewed by critics, won't even be shown to critics, I don't know. It could be another Transformers, which means I'll probably go see it, because that shit's funny. But what we'll do, probably periodically, when there's a week without a lot of releases, we will have what is currently titled A Look Ahead, which we'll look at either, if there's nothing for an entire month, we'll look past it. But for now, we're going to look at the rest of August, because the end of August actually is looking pretty good, which, with titles from Nintendo, we got Metroid Prime Trilogy and Professor Layton 2 coming out within days of each other, and Fossil Fighters is coming out next week, which, you guys have any thoughts on the Nintendo's lineup for August?
I'm pretty freaking excited. I mean, Metroid Prime Trilogy is awesome. Naturally, and Professor Layton 2, also awesome. The first one was great, so I can't be upset about that. Fossil Fighters I don't know. It was okay at E3. I mean, it wasn't spectacular by any means, but I'm sure...
What exactly is, like, the gameplay? I saw it at E3. I don't really know that much about it, besides that it looks kind of like Pokemon, but with, like, made-up dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, they are made-up dinosaurs, that's for certain.
Zach Miller, NWR staff paleontologist, was very pissed off about that.
Yeah, he made a point to tell me that. He was like, yeah, those aren't real dinosaurs, those are fake ones. And I was like, okay, well.
It doesn't make a shit of difference for me.
I was like, well, they look like dinosaurs, so good enough for me. But it's like, I think Zach said it was kind of like Dinosaur King, which is another game that nobody knows
anything
about. Yeah,
that was the Sega game that came out last year that was basically like Pokemon, but with dinosaurs,
right.
Except for real ones this time.
Yeah, so this is like exactly the same thing. Pretty much you get fossils, and then you pretty much break the stone away from the fossil, and you clean it off, and then you put it in a machine, and it like brings it back to life. And then you fight with them, and yeah, I think it was like a 3-on-3 fight, and there was like a small kind of restricted grid that you could fight on. And depending on your attack range and stuff, you could hit the other guys.
So is the grid kind of like set up like a strategy game, or is it like the, I don't know if you played any of the Mega Man Star Force games where like it's more of like a grid where like enemies are coming at you and you have to like almost shoot them, which I guess it's probably not like that
no,
at all.
It's not
but
like
is it
that.
Like kind of like a strategy game like Fire Emblem or,
and
you know, like... Shining Force, how it's set up in there, or is it like restricted? Is it like a 5x5
grid?
It's
kind of, yeah, I think there's like you have your grid that you're on, so you can't ever like impede on the space and be next to your enemy per se. So like you have your own little tiny grid and the enemy has their own little tiny grid. So
okay.
It's, I think it was actually a diamond, if I remember correctly. It's been not that long, but
yeah,
it was
2 months ago.
It was a while ago.
I can't believe E3 was 2 months ago.
I know,
ago.
Right? It's ridiculous.
Man.
But
time flies.
It was not great. It was okay. I mean, the fossil excavation stuff was a lot more fun than the fighting, which was pretty tedious. So, but we'll see what the final story is. So
yeah, I'm definitely very very excited for Professor Layton. Mm. I think I'm signed up for the review for that. Nick, you're signed up for Metroid Prime Trilogy.
Yes,
so.
And
of that Nintendo 1-2 punch. It seems weird that like they kind of have these long dry spells, and then they have something where they release, at least I guess in, to me, two really big titles.
Yeah.
Dead, like I think they might be coming at the same day or just one right after the
other.
Yeah,
they're right next to each other, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Nintendo is pretty weird, but I think it's kind of healthy how they are spacing games out instead of like cramming everything into like the holiday season. And
but they are doing that a little bit. I mean, you like we have like months of kind of like I guess like just dry spells, it seems. Like, I mean, okay, they did space it out where they had like Excitebots in April, Punch Out in May.
Right.
Was there anything in June?
I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah,
think
like
of
I don't think. I mean, people on the forums are probably going to jump on us and be like, "This amazing game was released," but I don't really recall anything big being in June, unless you count like, well, no, Personal
Legend
Trainer Walking.
Yeah,
yeah,
Starfy
came out in June. That was a that was about it. But still, you have these. I guess that's the summer months, but even still, August is a summer month, and it just seems like it's a little more packed.
Yeah, it's an odd time, too, because you'd think, like, at least to me, Metroid Prime Trilogy, I would have wanted that, well, at this point, it's like I get off on summers or something, but had I been in high school or younger or whatever, I'd want that at the beginning of the summer, I imagine.
Yeah.
Most people would.
Well, didn't Corruption came out basically, I guess, 2 years ago.
Right.
In August.
When Metroid Prime Trilogy is going to come out. Did Corruption do well in that slot? I don't even remember how
it
sold.
It went over a million, for sure.
Yeah, so maybe they were happy with the sales of that, and they're going to release it at the same time as they did Corruption.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just Metroid. It's just one of those franchises where people are going to buy it. It doesn't really matter when, but on the same token, why compete? Like, I think Professor Layton is almost going to be one of those titles, too, so why put them in contention? I don't know.
But, I mean, Professor Layton will probably have a really long tail like the first one, which is probably still selling pretty decently.
Yeah,
and both games appeal to different markets in a way.
Yeah.
Like, Metroid Prime is more for hardcores, and Layton can be almost practically for everyone who loves puzzle games and brain teasers.
Yeah, I'd say there's truth to that.
All right, so any other August releases that people can think of? I know Madden comes out next week, which I just actually got the review copy for today, which is Friday, August 7th. The game doesn't come out until next week, which is friggin' awesome. We got an early review copy. So the review should be up sometime next week. I think the embargo goes up on the 12th, but I haven't even opened the game yet, so I'm aiming to get it out by the 14th at the latest.
Yeah, from what I played of it, I'm not like the world's biggest Madden fan, and I haven't really been into those games since probably the Super Nintendo ones, but I'm excited about
my
that
era one. Was like late N64 and early GameCube Madden, which I was like the one jackass who had a GameCube to play Madden. I would have to get like four memory cards if I wanted to save anything early on. That sucked.
They should have just bundled them with the GameCube games.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a good idea.
Because back with the memory card 59 to do a franchise of Madden, you needed the entire thing.
God.
But I think Cursed Mountain actually comes out at the end of the month, which I got to play the other day. I'm not going to go too much into what I played because there's impressions now up on the site, and I talked a good deal about this in Radio Free Nintendo, which will probably be up before this comes out.
Yeah, the only other notable release, I guess if you want to call it notable, is Phantom Brave, which is a PS2 to Wii port.
Yeah.
Right, in this game.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, I think that's about it for August. It's a kind of robust Nintendo month.
Yeah. Oh, and if you haven't gotten it, get Little King Story.
I haven't yet. Did you guys?
Yeah,
get
we
it
got
yet,
Chessa
or?
Actually. Her review is done. I just have to look over it. But
all right, did you guys buy?
No, that
it,
was
the review copy.
So it's good. It's really good. And if you like it's actually the way Chessa described it, and from what I've seen and played of it, it's very much like a mix of Pikmin and My Life as a King, the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles.
Yeah, that's exactly what James said on Radio.
Yeah,
that's Nintendo,
exactly what it's like.
Because he played it. There's also another large new business segment about that. And I hate both you and James because now I really, really want to get this game. I'm going to cave out down. I'm going to be like, I should be playing Madden for review. And I got a couple other reviews to do. Fuck it. I'm just going to get Little King Story.
It is good, though. So.
Yeah, I definitely want to get it.
Yeah, like I'm aching to get it. It's just that I don't really have the time to play it. Or I mean, it's like a 30-hour game.
Yeah,
it
seems pretty beefy from what
robust.
I can tell. It's big.
Yeah, I'm excited to play that. And, of course, Wii Sports Resort. Which I don't know. I know, Luke, you have it. Do you have it yet?
I have some gift cards for Amazon coming in the mail from my credit card reward points. So when those come, I'm going to be picking that up.
Yeah. I I'm loving that game.
Yeah,
like it's,
picked
it's
it up
just
for 40.
So great.
Yeah, I love the game as well.
Yeah, I'm actually having a. I worked at a library in high school, which you know I'm a young one, so that was like 3-4 years ago. At that library, I did like video game programs near the end of it. I occasionally do them. And now that I don't work there anymore, but I'm doing one tomorrow with Wii Motion Plus.
Oh, nice.
And we're going to have like Wii Sports Resort and Tiger Woods playable. Hopefully we'll get like people from the community to go along with like what usually happens, which is just a bunch of my high school or like friends from high school go and we all get to see each other.
Oh, that's cool.
But I get paid for
it,
so that's
awesome.
Oh, that's
even better. Nice. Unlike this job.
And I got to go out and I got to buy the library a because my library has a Wii that like they have for programs and stuff. They've had like senior Wii bowling nights and stuff, but I actually got, I'm going to get reimbursed for it. I got them Wii Sports Resort and another Motion Plus, so hopefully they'll have a Motion Plus senior Wii
bowling. Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I guess we'll move on as we talked a great deal about that, but you know, it was good to talk about. We'll talk on the past 2 weeks of Nintendo downloads, which on the first episode we kind of went into exhaustive detail about the crap that came out. Which, you know, I mean, like, 4 games. But still, if we're going to be doing this bi-weekly, we're just basically going to go over the hits. So, Luke, you got Overturn for WiiWare, which came out this week. That's a mech game that's really all I know about.
Yeah, it's actually pretty neat since you can customize your mechs. And it also has online support where you could face either one-to-one or a 4-player free-for-all. From what
Is it kind of, like, are people actually online for it?
Yes, they actually are.
That's good.
Cool.
Yeah, like there's a little lag. There's like all online games, there are some lag, obviously, but it's not very detrimental to the game. The only thing I can say about it is that it's more suited toward multiplayer. The single player only serves as to unlock weapons to customize your mechs.
Oh, okay. That's kind of custom robo-ish.
Yeah.
Who's making that game?
I think it's Studio Zan. It's a Japanese game.
Go figure, mechs, Japanese.
Really? I'm so shocked.
Yeah, it even has a Japanese kanji on its logo.
Oh, okay.
Anything else notable about the game, or just a fun mech game?
It's a fun game, and it also has a Wii Balance Board support, and I thought...
I did hear about this.
Yeah, it's a fun gimmick at best, but...
So it's like Punch-Out?
Well, since
I mean, not
the
like
mechs,
it plays like Punch-Out, I mean the balance board aspect of it is like Punch-Out.
It basically replaces the analog stick for movement.
That sounds horrible.
Well, not really.
I kind of want to try this in the same way that I want to try rock and roll climbing.
well, it's not really horrible considering all the mechs hover.
Oh, okay. Oh, that makes it not quite as bad, I guess.
Yeah, so you don't have to stomp your feet just
okay.
Move in a bipedal manner.
My parents are trying to sleep in the other room. Gotta move the mech. You're like, what the hell is
that?
What
was
that
crazy
banging?
Game on Xbox? It was Steel Battalion?
Battalion? Where they had like the $250 controller.
One of my friends in college had that, and I was like, this is the most ridiculous shit I have ever seen.
Was he able to rig it up to like launch the dorm building up into space?
Oh, I bet he could. I bet he could. A little ingenuity.
There's enough fucking buttons there. Like.
Yeah, I don't even know how he set it up in the dorm room, but he did, and he was playing that shit, and I was like, dude, what is this? Why do you have this? And he was like, I don't know. I saw it, and I just needed to have it. And I was like, okay.
This is the worst logic for something that's that expensive. I have a friend like that where it'll be like, oh, shit, he's got an iPhone? Really? I thought you were broke. I needed a phone.
Of course, an iPhone.
You could have, like, just go home, I guess.
Ridiculous.
Alright, so what else? On the WiiWare side, we also got Tales of Monkey Island, Episode 1, which is, what is it, the Screaming Dog Wall or something? I don't know, did either of you
I got that.
The WiiWare. Or the PC? Okay. I heard that the WiiWare one is kind of, I guess, gimped compared to the PC version, like, the audio doesn't sound
Well, from my experience so far, there's a number of problems. The audio is gimped, it's like real tinny, you could tell, and you know what, that's not... I can't really fault the developer for that. That's just fitting within the WiiWare size restrictions. But there is ridiculous stutter, and just the frame rate is crap. It's so inconsistent. It drives me crazy. I can't take it. So I don't know. It's a decent game, and the humor's there. You know, the same that was in the original Monkey Island, but yeah, there's some problems with it. So I'd probably go PC if you're a big Monkey Island fan. That's initial impressions.
Yeah, but I heard that
the second episode of that got announced for, I think, late August for PC, so I imagine it'll be shortly after that everywhere as well.
Yeah, it might launch in the same week. But from Telltale Games, I heard that all of their versions have issues, like Sam & Max and Strong Bad had issues on WiiWare. Mm. Yeah, and I also heard that there's issues for Sam & Max on Xbox Live Arcade. It's actually the same issues as the Wii release, which are frame rate. Huh.
Well, I guess the Xbox 360 must not be as powerful as the iPhone. I mean, that must be it.
Yeah. Well, the iPhone is obviously the most powerful system.
Clearly.
Gen.
Guess so.
We also had the first Virtual Console game released in... There were 2 weeks without Virtual Console games, and we finally got it. And it's, what, the third week that we've actually had a Virtual Console arcade game, or the second... That came out after the batch of like four at GDC, and it's Tecmo Bowl Arcade. So I mean, what's up with Virtual Console? Is it dead?
I have a feeling that they're
probably holding something back.
Yeah, I think they're holding stuff back.
I mean, they still have Smash Brothers, which I mean, it came out in Japan. Did it come out?
I
want to
say it
yet?
Did, didn't it?
But if you notice, this week there was only two WiiWare releases, so they might balance it out. Eventually.
And I know next week we're getting Nick's Quest, and I don't know what else, but...
I'm thinking that there's a big WiiWare backlog, and they're just clearing that out. That's kind of what I...
Like, maybe it's their own version of the Summer of Arcade, except for there's no Virtual Console. Because I'm loving the three WiiWare games a week, because, I mean, you do get, you know, your kind of, I guess, shovelware-esque release, and then you usually have, like, a solid game each week.
That's seeming to be true.
Yeah, I
mean, maybe... Maybe not a game I'm going to go rush out and buy, but, like, I mean, like, Tales of Monkey Island, like, oh, okay, that's cool, it's up there, that's kind of a notable release.
I also think this month Cave Story will come out, since the IGN podcast has been hinting that it'll be released soon, and it's close to, they're close to sending it off to Nintendo for the submission.
Okay.
I'm very excited me too. For that game. I deliberately didn't really play anything of it at E3 because I've heard of like how great it is and I kind of just want to go into it.
I played a couple minutes of it. It was literally the last game I played at the show. I played literally a couple minutes of it, and it was fun from what I played, so I'm excited to go back into that.
All right, well, also this week we got another DSi art style game, which is the sixth one on the service. It's Art Style Precipice.
Great game. Great,
which both me and Nick got, we're both loving it.
Game's awesome.
I mean, I won't really try to explain it. I actually attempted that on the episode of RFN that I recorded last night, and I think I fell on my face for the second time. I'm done with describing. I'll try to word it out in a review, but I'm not going to try to go off the top of my head and explain an art style game anymore.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Because I fell on my face with Zengage on the first episode of this, and I feel like I fell on my face with Precipice on the episode of RFN.
Yeah, Precipice is weird. So. I mean, they're falling blocks and you walk on them. That is the game. Like
it's really
it
cool,
sounds
though.
Stupid, but it's cool. Yeah.
There's a relax mode where there's nothing there except for like if you get enough of like a combo, I guess, then you can just like watch a little man walk on the touch screen.
Okay.
And that's it. It's another weird skip touch, like the little diorama thing in Box Life.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
And also this week we got a Facebook DSi update, which I mean, this was talked about at the Nintendo press conference at E3. And basically what it does is it allows you to send your pictures from your DSi to Facebook, which I have been loving the crap out of as technically she's not my niece yet. She's Lauren Lewandowski, my fiancé and contributing writer here. It's her niece and kind of my niece, but not officially yet. But she got into playing with my DSi, so she kept on taking a lot of pictures. So then I could just put them right on Facebook.
Cool. Yeah,
it's adorable. It's great. I've been enjoying that, and it makes me like kind of get back into the new features about DSi besides DSi.
I've mainly been playing my DSi forget everything else, just art style. Just art style nonstop.
Art style and like Mario versus Donkey Kong and maybe some Mighty Flip Champs.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that one yet, but I gotta check that out.
All right, well, that's it for the I guess the first half of the show, which is already getting pretty long, but maybe we'll be cracking that half an hour mark and like it's going out of style, I guess. But we'll move on to the news portion of the show, where we'll go over a couple of news stories and then stop talking. But first off, we got I guess the hot button issue, if you will, this week is that Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare is getting ported to Wii by Treyarch, who are not the people who originally made the game. They made Call of Duty World at War for Wii last year, and also Call of Duty World of War in general. And the original game was by Infinity Ward, who is heralded as this amazing, great first-person shooter visionary, and are also making Modern Warfare 2. And Call of Duty Modern Warfare for Wii, as it's being called, is coming out the same day as Modern Warfare 2 for 360 and PS3 and PC. And also the DS game, which was also released, Call of Duty Modern Warfare Mobilized. Right. Yeah, which is by N-Space. Yeah.
Those guys are actually not too far from me, too, I think. Around the corner.
But in a way, it's logical that they picked Treyarch to port Modern Warfare to Wii, since they ported the Call of Duty 4 engine onto Wii. So, in a way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a pretty damn good idea, and I know I've talked about it with other people, and a lot of people seem like, oh god, it's 2 years late, which that is true. And basically, the people that wanted to play Call of Duty 4 already have the game. It sold like a bajillion freaking copies. However, Call of Duty World at War sold really well on Wii. Like, not, I mean, like top of the charts, but I know it's cracked a million, and I'm pretty sure it's still being played, it's still selling. Maybe not by, you know, I guess like people in the industry who are all probably still playing Call of Duty 4 or some crap like that or whatever the hotness is. But I think it's a really smart idea, and I think it's a good idea. I'm glad to see such a notable game come to the Wii.
I mean, I think that there's like a double-edged sword here, and I agree with you completely that it's good that it's coming. I really don't care because I don't like Call of Duty 4. Flame away. But
I don't really like first-person shooters.
I don't find it to be that great of a first-person shooter. I'm not a big military fan of first-person shooters, but regardless, I think that it's a good game, and I'll probably try it and you know, see how they did the port and all that. But I think that a lot of people are going to buy it, and I think that you know, all that's good. But on the other hand, I think that it kind of sucks that it's getting released the same time that the second one is, and it is kind of a slap in the face. I almost feel like...
Well, I feel like it's more of a marketing strategy in that regard, in that they're basically coming it out because there's going to be all these parents that are probably going to be hearing about Modern Warfare 2. And what if their kid only has a Wii? They'll go out and get Modern Warfare. I mean, on that regard,
it's
brilliant.
I think as far as marketing goes and whatever, genius. Like, they will make money on this. People keep saying that it's not going to sell and people are boycotting it, but they will do well with this game. I think that's a definite.
Yeah, they will do very
well.
But,
yeah, it's for Wii owners, there's no excuse.
Doesn't matter what you say out there on the internet, forum people, not even just forum people on our site, just in general, like, you aren't the people that this game is being made for. If you want Call of Duty 4, you already have it. It's for the people that, you know, don't go on the internet every day and look up at videos.
And, you know, the other part about it, and just knowing people who are really, like, bonkers for Call of Duty, like, the first one was Infinity Ward. The second one was Infinity Ward. The third one was Treyarch. 4 is Infinity Ward. And, like, the Infinity Ward games are the best ones, whatever. Everybody loves them. So now you're getting the Treyarch version. It's just, it's really what, like, Infinity Ward should be doing this, I think, because they're clearly the better of the two developers.
I think that Infinity Ward seems to have an aversion to, like,
or
Wii,
Nintendo platforms.
Like, I mean, as far as I know, all they've really done, I mean, I don't know if they've done other games. I'm not that familiar with it because I don't really like Call of Duty. But they've just done Call of Duty.
You probably
games.
Know. Have they done anything else other than Call of Duty?
Not to my knowledge. So.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's what they're known for, which I guess they are obviously good at it. We might not be huge fans of the series, but obviously Infinity Ward.
So it's disappointing to see that they're not the ones in charge of this, and it's also disappointing that they waited so long to port the game. I mean,
well, it's a marketing strategy, in all honesty. For all we know, this could have been done. This could have been like why Call of Duty 4 was able to go on,
That's a good point. But at the same, on the same token, then if it was, I kind of feel like this should have been done. And 2 should be coming out alongside 2 for the Wii, but it's not.
Yeah, are we going to be getting Modern Warfare 2 when the next Infinity Ward game comes out?
But then again, I also heard that Treyarch has their own Wii division, so I guess they actually give a damn.
Treyarch is pretty damn big. I mean, I know last year they were working on Call of Duty World at War for everything except for DS. They were working on Quantum of Solace for 360 and PS3. They were working on... They were, like, helping Shaba Games with Spider-Man Web of Shadows. And they were all coming out with
the
same
time.
That's
a lot of crap to be going on at one time, so...
Yeah. I don't really know what they're up to now. I know they're working on the Call of Duty game after Modern Warfare. They're working on this. They're probably working on something else that we haven't even heard of yet. Because I know there's a... At, like, the Activision conference call, they announced that, like, they're going to be doing another Bond game next year, another Spider-Man game, another Tony Hawk game. I've guessed we've beaten that horse. And let's move on to, I guess, the loot segment. Monster Hunter 3,
It basically launched in Japan, and in 2 days it managed to sell more than 500,000 units, which is the first third-party game in Japan to do so. And it also launched aside the Black Wii and the Classic Controller Pro, which Capcom helped Nintendo develop in terms of analog placement, like the analog sticks. So that it would help PS2 owners adapt to the Wii faster instead of getting a huge learning curve.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, it sold pretty well. Iwata even had his own Iwata-ass segment where he brought in a couple of Monster Hunter 3 producers to talk about the game.
Is that the first time that Iwata-asks has had people other than Nintendo teams on it?
No, he did it for Dragon Quest IX and something else. I can't remember.
Yeah, so basically like the big, holy crap, it's... gonna be massive titles he doesn't win, which makes sense.
Basically, in a week, it helped Wii sales by 300%, jumping from 30,000 to 90,000 systems sold in a week. And the most popular Monster Hunter 3 copies were the ones that are bundled with the Classic Controller, either black or white, and the Wii System bundle, which included a black Wii... black Wii Remote, black Nunchuck, and black Classic Controller Pro, which is just ridiculous.
Well, you gotta imagine that people have been holding out for this game in particular in Japan. And I don't think you'll see that in America, but...
Yeah. Do you think the black Classic Controller is going to be coming to America? Or even the white one?
I wrote a story, and when Nintendo confirmed that, it wouldn't, but... Obviously, that can change, and maybe Nintendo will strike a deal with Capcom to... promote the game in North America with those Classic Controller Pros.
Yeah,
I would love that. I'll be honest. I'm not even like that jazzed about the game. Like it does seem cool, but I'll more wait and see when it comes out in America. Maybe I'll get to play it at an event or something, and that will win me over. But I mean, I really want that Classic Controller. Like that looks so great. It's just everything that I had a problem with the original Classic Controller.
Yeah.
They fixed.
A couple of people on the forums I've been reading feedback. They've been saying that it's practically the best traditional controller Nintendo ever made in terms of comfort.
That's worth something.
I really hope it comes to America.
Yeah, like the only issue
else
with the Classic Controller Pro is they removed the analog shoulder buttons, and some Wii games actually support those analog shoulder buttons, so they have some weird issues. Since it's not there.
Like, what Wii games?
Fire Emblem and I think Dragon Ball Z3.
Okay.
All right, well, anything else about Monster Hunter?
It's just been a really popular game, and it's driving. I'm guessing...
Do you think it's going to have the same success in America?
No.
I doubt it, but I'm guessing Capcom will ask Nintendo to help them push it. In North America and
Europe. I think it'll sell decently, but it's, in my opinion, it's not the best game, and it reeks of Japanese-ness. If you've played any of the other Monster Hunter games, and I've played the demo for 3, it's...
Which is on PSP, right?
No, I played it through other means. We'll just leave it at that. But yeah, it's not... I didn't find the demo to be any different from the very first one on the PlayStation 2. So, whether it is significantly different or not, it definitely wasn't apparent in the, you know, half an hour to an hour I played of the demo. So,
all right, well, let's move on to the last news story that we're going to talk about, which is kind of, I guess, a combination of a few. As Guitar Hero, like, the full set list for Guitar Hero 5 has been revealed, and... also a lot of the features with it, which, Nick, you wrote the preview about it, so if you want to take it away.
Yeah, let's see. They actually seemed like they were doing a bunch of cool stuff for the new Guitar Hero, and typically I'm a Rock Band guy, but they apparently are making it so that the band composition is a little bit different now, so you don't have to have, like, a guitarist, a bassist, a drummer, a singer. Like, now you could have four guitarists or four drummers or two drummers and a guitarist and a singer. I mean, whatever you want. It's, it seemed like they pretty much opened it up for...
I really like that flexibility.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think that's great. I mean, drums, typically, when I play with my friends, are always, like, the want-to-play item for whatever reason, so...
Yeah. That used to be it, and then we all got tired, and now we're just like, I don't want to do drums. When it was like new, everyone was like, oh, I've got to play it. Now it's just like, it's going to be hard.
I'll stick with guitar for bass.
But yeah, I mean, that's cool that you could do that now. So that's an interesting feature. And they also had, I guess what amounts to like a weird challenges system and achievement system that they put in, so...
Yeah, what is that, like the rock? Is that with the rock
fest
mode?
Yeah, it's like there's a rock fest mode, and I guess there are, like, band challenges, and then there are individual song challenges where, like...
I like that a lot, because in, like, Rock Band 2, I really love the challenges in that, and it seemed like Lauren reviewed Guitar Hero on tour, Modern Hits, and they had, like, the fan request system, where it would be like, you know, get this amount of notes, which I don't think was... perfect in its execution, or even really that great in its execution in the DS game, but it seems like there could be a lot to do with that.
I mean, I think it adds a lot of... I mean, I guess you wind up playing Rock Band or Guitar Hero a lot anyway, just to play the songs, but now it kind of gives you something to focus on, and, you know, maybe play a song that you don't like as much to earn an achievement or whatever, you know, and I think the achievements now unlock the money, so it's not like just some pointless achievement.
Or I don't think it unlocks the money, doesn't it just unlock
stuff? I don't know, yeah, I don't know if that's right, you're right. It just unlocks the crap and not the money to buy the crap. So yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Takes out the middleman.
Yeah.
And there's also there's some cool DS compatibility that makes it like I think the quote that you had in your preview was the Guitar Hero Nintendo
ecosystem.
Yeah,
I think that's what they called it, something like that.
Some asinine thing that, you know, sounds like some kind of like forest creatures and a swamp.
Nice. Yeah, it's something like that. Like they beefed up the Mii freestyle mode, like,
which is pretty damn cool in Guitar Hero World Tour. Just there wasn't much to do with
it. Now, what is that like? I'd never really followed up on
really,
it.
Really, like. I mean, it was too simple. Like, in the drums, you'd basically just, like, beat the crap out of the drums and watch your Mii be, like, smiling and just be like, yeah! And with the guitar, it's like they would have, like, these strings of notes for you to play that would be on, like, cards, if I do recall. And you'd play that, and, like, you'd do a little move, and if you did a couple, then he'd do even, like, crazier shit.
Okay.
It was just, like, a nice little throwaway feature, but, I mean, if they did more with that, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I guess they decided that they wanted to do more with it, so that... I mean, that's cool, and that's exclusive to Wii, so... I mean, you know, maybe not...
Vicarious Visions is doing a great job with making the Guitar Hero games kind of their own thing on Wii. Or at least the bigger ones.
I just wish that Vicarious Visions made more Activision games for Wii so that they wouldn't just farm it out to another developer, which would end up like crap.
Well, I wish Vicarious Visions would kind of stop doing licensed games, because I kind of die a little bit inside, because whenever they, like, kind of, I guess, get more freedom, it's, like, awesome. But then they're doing stuff like the Transformers DS game, which isn't really that bad, but you're kind of limited by the license. You can't really do riskier things. And, like, once again, like, they did some riskier things with Quantum of Solace for DS last year, but even still, you're limited by the license.
And, you know what? I've heard that the reason why these guys are pretty successful, it seems, is they have a pretty good work environment there, from what I could tell, because one of the guys who works there goes into my dad's place, and
they're in Rochester,
which is in it's in
somewhere in upstate New York.
It's in upstate New York. Actually, it might be Mechanicsville. I can't remember, but it's right by Albany. But they have, like, it's apparently pretty cool there. The guy who comes into my dad's place really likes working there, and I actually had a friend in college at RIT who worked for Vicarious Visions for, like, an internship, and apparently they're just, like, really cool guys. There's, like, good work atmosphere, and they have a lot of young talent in there that's just excited to be working on games, and kind of have the same aspirations that we have for different games. So it's, I mean, it's, I really wish that they would get some ideas of their own and run with something. Yeah.
I mean, I've been trying pretty much for almost a year at this point to try to get some kind of visit up there. I mean, it's a hike for me, but it would be totally worth it because, I mean, really, these guys have been making really great games for like 10 years now. I mean, like, I know, back when I was a wee lad of probably like 13, back in like 2000, 2001. Like, I remember playing, like, they did a couple, like, I think they did the Game Boy Advance Tony Hawk game, Tony Hawk 2, which was, like, great for Game Boy Advance, but they work very well with restrictions, it seems.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
Yeah, because they are a porting house, essentially.
But they put their own little
spin on
it.
Which is sad, in a way.
But hopefully over time, you know, they'll be able to do more stuff. And I guess the big question to come out of this is, since Guitar Hero 5 is coming out on September 1st and the Beatles Rock Band is coming out on September 9th, how is that going to work out for both games? So, like, I mean, do you guys have any preference as to which one you like more? Or?
I'll definitely go with the Beatles just because how much I like the band. And I'm kind of burned out on Guitar Hero considering how many Guitar Hero games Activision puts out every year.
I both look forward and don't look forward to reviewing, like, new Guitar Hero games as I got saddled with them because I requested World Tour last year. And so I have all the instruments, and whenever a new one comes in, I get it. And that they're kind of fun to review because I just get to sit down and, like, play guitar and then, you know, write the same review again and be basically like, well, the set list was a little better in this. They added this new feature, and then I'm done. But, I mean, because I generally like even though I love Rock Band, like, Guitar Hero is still fun because it's basically the same gameplay. It's just that I kind of like what Harmonix does as opposed to what Activision is doing with Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
It's not really that big of a difference at this point. I've kind of gotten over of my little bitter, like, oh, Activision sucks thing.
I think the only difference that I still notice, and it's probably not apparent to most people, is when you play on Expert, there is, like, I think that Activision still
added notes in Guitar
Hero. Yeah, they overchart them, which is, it's not a huge deal, and some people appreciate that, and whatever. Yeah. I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter. They're so much
doesn't
the same.
Matter.
It's kind of whatever crap you have. Like, with the Wii stuff, because I have all the Rock Band Wii stuff, I can't even get the Guitar Hero games because none of my instruments are compatible.
But I think the Guitar Hero instruments work with Rock Band.
So it's the other way around.
Yes,
which
they do.
Sucks.
Yeah. So you know what? You know what? Damn it, Nick. I can take your Rock Band reviews. Fuck you, man.
That's true.
I can take them
have
away.
Have fun reviewing Rock
Thank
Band
you, Harmonix.
Country Track
I have
back.
More reviews to take. I need no
Do you
more
want Rock Band Country Track Bag? I'll send it your way. I mean, it's all yours, man.
I'm sure Nick will be happy.
I feel like either way, it's like Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins with that one, we all lose because neither of us are really into country music. So either way, it's going to get kind of like a bad rap. But
well, I think I'm trying to be pretty even-handed with it because it's still Rock Band. I mean, just because I don't like the songs doesn't mean the game is bad. It just means it's not my type of music. So
there's The Gambler by
and She Thinks
like
My Tractor's Sexy. I think that's in there. It's
I have this thing I've written about it in some facet. I don't think anything on the site about how, like, I have these plans to get really drunk and buy games. It hasn't really happened. I did buy Rez while I was drunk.
Oh, that's an awesome
a great purchase.
Idea.
And I've also, I went through two consecutive weeks where I was hanging out with my friends, and, like, one of my friends was getting there later, and we would drink, and then the friend would come over, and then we'd go out to Walmart, and I'd buy a game. I got Boom Blocks, and then the last half the next week. Both really good decisions, but I'm kind of waiting to, like, be on Rock Band on Xbox Live, be drinking, and be like, you know what, I'm going to go get Beer for My Horses by Toby Keith. And I'm still waiting to get Frat Party Pong Toss.
Or Sexy Poker.
Yeah, that's going to get added to the list of games I might potentially buy while inebriated.
Oh, boy.
Excellent.
Neil, you should read the manual for A Big Laugh for Sexy Poker.
Especially, I like how the company seems to, like, be aware of how freaking stupid the game is.
No, in the gallery mode of the instruction manual, it says you can undress ladies without playing the game.
Oh, boy.
Just shake the remote up and down, and you'll win.
Yeah, shake your Wii around. Yeah. You do it. It's called the internet, people. Well, it's free. Stop buying it.
I guess in order to not go out on a We'll talk about the other Guitar Hero game that was officially confirmed, I guess, even though I think it was at E3 slightly. Guitar Hero Van Halen, which is on set for a December 22nd release. And the entire...
One day after
happy
my birthday.
Oh. On that day that it comes out.
Thank you.
But Guitar Hero Van Halen, the whole set list got released. It's got a bunch of Van Halen songs from when David Lee Roth was there, Nothing with Hagar. And actually, the assortment of Van Halen members that are there is kind of weird. It's the I think it's a current roster of David Lee Roth, Eddie and Alex Van Halen, and then Eddie's kid, Wolfgang, who apparently will, like... First off, the kid's name is Wolfgang, which I find kind of funny, but awesome at the same time. But they have, like, they're going to be, like, in their modern outfits, and you'll be able to unlock, like, the spandex hair metal crap that they wore in the 80s. But Wolfgang wasn't even born until 91, so... I guess he's like, it's like maybe they'll have a time machine in the game, in which case I kind of want to play
if
the game.
If they actually put a time machine in the game, that would be awesome and worth a purchase. Even though I can't even play it, it would be worth it.
You would just watch the time machine. You'd have to like somehow like get the game to show you the you could sing. You could play the singing career probably.
Nice.
But it's weird because they're not going to have Sammy Hagar in it. It was the lead singer after David Lee Roth. And no Michael Anthony, who I think was the original bassist before Wolfgang took over, I guess, recently. I don't, I'm not that big on Van Halen.
Not my favorites.
So, but I guess that just about does it. I guess we'll go over a little business news. We might have an episode next week so we can get onto this bi-weekly schedule, as by the time you hear this, there is already a new radio trivia up this week. And we're probably going to go up, I don't know when, maybe Sunday alongside Radio Free Nintendo, I don't know. It's basically whenever I edit it this weekend, we're recording on a Friday because we got delayed a little bit. But I'm probably going to try to do an episode next week, and then we'll go to the bi-weekly format. Next week I might do what I'll dub a local newscast, where to basically let me have a break from editing, I might do it in which I just like get Lauren on the show or maybe a friend of mine. But I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. So, Luke, since you'll hopefully be around next week, maybe we'll be doing another one like this.
Cool.
But I don't know. I'll figure it out. And check out our iTunes feeds, as they are all up, thanks to Nick.
Yeah.
Right? I tried searching for it, but I couldn't find it. Is there a direct link somewhere that you can give me? Because I tried looking for
it. Oh, I haven't
iTunes,
gotten it into iTunes
store.
Yet. I will do that, though.
Oh,
okay. No, I just put together the feeds for now, which I think are up on episode 1, if you look at that, and I'm sure you'll link them in on this episode. So you guys can at least, like, I think if you go into, like, advanced or something in iTunes, you could just copy and paste that URL, and it'll start auto-downloading them for you at least that way. So
yay! Listen to the show, and listen to Radio Free Nintendo, which I'm on the episode that may or may not be out before this. Episode 157, there's a new episode of Radio Trivia, which with TYP and Johnny, which I haven't listened
to
yet.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
I'm sure it's great. Radio Trivia is always a good time. And, that's about it. We also, I guess, we'll go over some upcoming stuff on the site. We just, Johnny just put up the Grooving Blocks interview, and next Monday, we're gonna have an interview with Nick's Quest developers Over the Top Games, as Nick's Quest is coming out next Monday. And we'll also have an interview on Tuesday with a producer from Scooby-Doo. I can't think of the name of the game. Scooby-Doo First Frights, which is it's kind of like it looks like Lego Star Wars, or it doesn't look like it, but it seems to play like that. And then it's like a co-op game where you play as all these different variations of the Scooby-Doo gang. And actually, it doesn't seem to be that bad of a game. But I should be playing Bakugan soon for anyone interested. I heard back from a developer, so I should be going in to play that sometime in the next week. And I mean, I don't really know anything about Bakugan. Apparently, it's the shit with little kids. And
is this like another Yu-Gi-Oh or some shit like that?
I think so. Like I'm kind of that's why I'm a little bit excited to go in and see the game because I have no idea what it's about. Like that's why I was like apparently this is going to be huge. I want to know why.
Well, I mean, if a lot of kids are into it, I mean you figure a lot of households have Wiis and probably a lot of households have kids, so it's not beyond reason that it sells decently.
I know it's coming up for Wii and DS. I think I don't know if I'm gonna get to see it on DS. I'll definitely get to see it for Wii, I know that much.
Oh, yeah. As far as interviews go, we actually have Mini Ninjas DS and Mini Ninjas Wii reviews going up soon, or interviews going up soon. So, yeah, I don't know when I'm not sure exactly when they're going to go up. Still waiting to hear back on them, but hopefully not too far out. And, if Nintendo pans this out, I'm not going to make any promises yet, but supposedly they're going to be sending me Metroid Prime Trilogy within like a week or a week and a half. So we are penciling.
I don't believe it.
Oh, I don't believe it either. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. But if it does come, me and Chessa and probably one of my other friends or two of my other friends are going to do a live broadcast marathon, another one, the weekend of the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
So
right, that would be a few days, a couple days before it comes out. So
I will probably be watching that. So
hopefully, I'm hoping at least if we get it ahead of that weekend, we're definitely going to do it. So try and keep that date penciled in for now. And once I know for sure, I'll put up an official announcement or something. So
all right, let's put this shit to bed. Till next episode. I mean, Nick, you might not be on the next one, but definitely love to have you back. And we'll see you all next week or 2 weeks. I don't really know at this point. By September, it'll all be sorted out, I promise. All right, for Luke and Nick, goodbye, everybody.